morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
I've been sitting here the last... Is my mic on? You can't really. If you're driving around and Martin's audio is a little tinny, just come by and sit in the studio. It's a little easier. But I got to say, I was here for the past hour, Martin and Frank. The power hour, we call that, I believe.
No, this was supposed to be the power hour.
This was. So between 11 and noon, sitting in this very spot, 590 Studios here in Kirkwood, and Brendan Schaefer, dutifully running the board, doing a great job, except the one time the music didn't play. But Charlie walks in, and all of a sudden, he's got like this huge grin. He's sitting up straight. What's going on here?
He's a jerk.
Am I rubbing off?
It's all because of... I don't want to say it's because of Latavius Murray. It's more so because of Jerick McKinnon, who all of a sudden last night became Barry Sanders and was so good that Latavius Murray stopped even appearing on the field in the second half, seemingly.
Yeah, I know that all happened because I was at work last night and Charlie was getting ready for the 11 o'clock show, but between 9 and 11 was running commentary of every single snap, perhaps. Mildly annoying would be one way to put it, but it wouldn't be accurate.
I did ask this question, though, because yesterday and also today, because the great Rich Gould, Uncle Rich, is out, so I'll be doing the 7 o'clock news for Channel 11. As I did yesterday. Now, many times during the day, I do a story earlier in the day, whether it be Cardinals or Blues, and then I go home, have dinner, and I come back for the 11 p.m. show.
The old split shift,
we call it. The old split shifter. Now, last night, I stayed from about 6 p.m. all the way through about midnight after I did our golf story earlier in the day. And I asked Martin, I said, are you glad that I'm here? Because I think I was very annoying as I was doing play-by-play for every Latavius Murray snap.
Yeah, it was annoying.
And that's fair.
It's not just because of the running commentary. It's the theme. It's the topic. It's your fantasy team. And like you guys are today going to go, yeah, well, dude, on that third down play, if they would have thrown it downfield, I'm like, just stop.
No, it's over now. It's over now. Moving on.
Schaefer, is it over?
It's over by a margin of 1.7 points.
That's true.
You know, Frank chimed in on the topic earlier. I believe also. Do you have that, Gardner? I don't know if you were listening, Chuck. Is my audio any better now? I feel like in my ear it's really hollow. Does it sound better to you guys?
When I was driving in, great segment, by the way. That was very funny with Andy Banker, Brian McKenna.
Only McKenna can turn cancer into like a comedy bit.
And I loved his line about the suspenders with the thong. Right after we had a very serious conversation about cancer, that's why he's the best, and he spun it right to something very sexually vulgar. And I appreciated that. But yes, your mic... sounded a tad hollow.
No, I'm hollow.
You're hollow as a person.
Correct. Well, anyway, Gardner and I were listening. You may not have been listening. And I believe the topic of fantasy football came up, and Frank said this about you.
Charlie's the cockiest fantasy owner in the history, so anytime he loses, that's good.
Oh, there's your teammate, Coos.
He's still mad about Mark Ingram and Tim Hightower from 2 years ago.
I think that came up as well.
I was going to say, and by the way, you fantasy geeks, and I do have a team, but I don't consider myself one of you guys. Adrian Peterson traded Arizona today. Take note, fantasy geeks. This hour brought to you by Appliance Discounters. The Columbus Day sale runs through today, so you have one last day to get to any of those six locations. Appliance Discounters with the in-box and out-of-box appliances reduced up to 50% off. That's still good today. It's the Columbus Day sale. Bosch built-in appliances at their lowest prices. 10% rebate on three or more appliances. Plus, Appliance Discounters will cover your replacement install charges. Interest-free financing rebates up to $1,200. Six different locations. Baldwin, Webster Groves, St. Charles, South County, in the city, also Fairview Heights, Illinois, and online, theappliancediscounters.com. Guys, I don't know if you're aware, but Bill Murray is a Cubs fan.
What?
And there may or may not have been a million shots of Bill Murray yesterday. It's not his fault. Like, he's a fan. He goes. He's been a fan. When they were terrible, he was a fan. So I merely tweeted out, and I have to stop just monitoring reactions. I said, it's that time of year we're reminded that Bill Murray is a Cubs fan. That's all I said. Of course, somebody writes back, that's a well-known fact. He's like the Cubs. I'm like, oh, my God. Do I need to respond to the response or just let it go?
Just mute that person because you never want to hear anything else from that person ever again. They will never have anything interesting to offer you.
Right.
Because they don't get it.
Correct. If they don't get that, then there's nothing I can say that they will get. Okay? I know that Bill Murray is a Cubs fan. They show him all the time. And I got news for you, bitter Cardinal fans. Are there fans still that aren't bitter, or at this point are they kind of all leaning in that direction? There's probably still, your Aunt Martha right now is wearing a Scott Rolen throwback. She's happy. But a lot of fans are bitter not to be in October. But if your game plan was, well, I'll just root for the Cubs to lose. I got news for you. The Washington Nationals fold every year. The Dodgers fold every year. You got no chance. The Cubs are going back to the World Series, okay? Can I just tell you this?
Feels like that.
The Dodgers haven't been to the World Series since 1988. The Nationals, God bless them, they're a disaster, okay? I mean...
they almost threw a no-hitter, but yes.
Yes.
They're a disaster.
Did you see the stat? And I'm not even a stat guy. It was the last seven starts by Strasburg, Scherzer, Zimmerman, I think, in the postseason. The last seven starts by those starting pitchers combined.
I saw this.
The ERA was like 2.79, and the Nats were 0-7 in those playoff games. Now, they could win today, force a game five. I hope so, because we always like an elimination game. It's a 4:38 start at Wrigley later today. Jake Arrieta pitching for the Cubs. I've already forgotten who's pitching for the Nats, but I got news for you. The Cubs are going back to the World Series.
I believe it's Tanner Roark.
Yes.
Is that correct?
I believe that's
question on Bill Murray, because I've only been around here in St. Louis for about 10 years.
You're
but
new.
I'm new. Now, the Cubs were pretty good when I first got here, and they had the lull where they weren't good, and now obviously they're defending World Series champs. Was Bill Murray around as much during the dark days of the Cubs? Was he always on WGN? Were they always showing him in the stands? Or is he a fair weather guy? I'm wondering.
No, I'd say not fair weather. Probably wasn't as visible because they weren't a marquee team. I mean, they weren't in October. Because during the season, if it's a game on Comcast or WGN, and if Bill Murray's there, they might show a shot of him. But when the networks come in, you know how the network producer's like, oh my God, where's Bill sitting? We got to get shots. When plus he was sitting right behind home. I don't blame him at all. I love Bill Murray. I'm not blaming him. It's just this idea that, hey, look, Bill Murray's a Cubs fan. It's more a shot at network producers. Yes, we get it. We get it. Remember last year it was John Hamm trolling the Cubs wearing his Cardinal hat at the World Series?
Yeah, it seems like the Cubs, though, do they have more famous fans than any other fan base? Now, with the Dodgers, you have all of these transient Hollywood types that probably grew up fans of other teams and they're at the games. But just over the years, you're always seeing Bill Murray, Eddie Vedder, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins, John Cusack, Vince Vaughn, Bill Murray, you mentioned. They have a lot of famous fans.
I think for a while it was a cool thing to say, oh, I'm a Cub fan. Like, I love my lovable losers. I'm with them through thick and thin. It's a little easier now to be that fan. I think in L.A., you got a few. Like, Will Ferrell grew up in L.A. When we were there, the NLCS a few years ago, he is hilarious. I mean, as you know, he did, like, the opening introductions. And I think he kind of politely, like, mocked the Cardinals.
Oh, it was great.
I can't even remember, but he would say, hi, there's their hitting coach, John Mayberry. Who's he? You know, I mean, he was, like, openly mocking. Cardinal roster.
Should we still be mad at Bill Murray for taking John Hamm's hat when they were both at the same bar together and throwing it?
I think they were at the Log Cabin on Rush Division, something like that. Yeah,
something like that. Threw it into the back alley. Ripped it off his head and threw it into an alley.
Apparently, it was after Game 5. I think Joe Buck broke that story for us on Fox 2, that John Hamm was wearing the Cards hat. Everybody saw it on TV. Yeah, and Bill Murray ripped it up at the Lodge Bar and threw it down. And since then, how many both seasons have the Cardinals been to?
The curse of the hat. And John Hamm, he's famous for hats because, was it about 5 years ago, the Blues had the marketing campaign where I think that promo ran in every commercial where he had his old hat.
Correct.
His old kind of dusty, dirty Blues hat that he still wears.
So Frank's idea was to root for Dusty Baker, you mentioned Dusty, and that Max Scherzer being the St. Louis guy. First of all, any issues there taking him out? 98 pitches, you can make the case, hey, it's 98 pitches, this guy's been so good, we're not going to let him blow it. But I also think it's too soon. I mean, he just gave up a single hit. If the next guy doubles, he earned the right to decide that game.
It's also the fact that when you looked at that inning, he was not going to throw a no-hitter. When you go 6 1/3 and you're at 98 pitches, there's no way your guy, the Lizard, leaves him in there for what, 8 more outs and throws 135 pitches, especially coming off this tweaked hamstring. It's tough. It seems like Dusty always chooses the wrong
correct
decision. And I know this is kind of prisoner of the moment with this one, but it just seems like over the years, Dusty is always blamed for destroying arms of Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor and never knowing when to pull his pitcher. I would just say Max Scherzer has a contract of $210 million. And do you want the game to be decided on Max Scherzer or this other guy who I can't even remember his name?
Solis or whatever.
Exactly.
Pueblo Solis came into the game. Like, nobody even knows how to say his name for sure. The answer is you got to go with Scherzer. Your season is on the line. What's your best option at that moment? And granted, you could say, well, that's not the Max Scherzer you saw in the second or third inning. He's 98 pitches in. But one hit, to me, is not enough. It's just too soon. Granted, you got the tying run on base. And to your point, Giants fans probably don't care anymore because they won the 2010, 2012, 2014 World Series. But when the Lizard was their manager in 2002, and I was doing some research on it this morning, they said he is still remembered, I'd forgotten, Game 6 of the World Series. Remember the Angels won with the rally monkey?
Kirk Reeder?
He took out Russ Ortiz after like 7 shutout innings. They were winning 5-0. The Giants are about to win the World Series. I forgot most of this. The Giants are going to win the World Series. It's Game 6. It's 5-0. And he gives it to the bullpen, and people say he took Russ Ortiz out too soon, which is funny. And Gardner and I were talking before the show because he's better known for blowing arms out. That's always been his MO, right? He ruined, as you said, Pryor and Wood. He just beat them up. Yet his famous moments in the postseason are taking guys out too soon.
And here's a good question. And even though this is revisionist history now, I think we can ask this question and we can answer it honestly. If Max Scherzer, let's say on his 101st pitch, gives up a 2-run homer to Kyle Schwarber, because they would have kept Kyle Schwarber in the game, how do you blame or not blame Dusty? Do you blame him more so than what happened with Mr. Solis allowing the tying run? And I think after the fact, it's fair to say, look, Max Scherzer is a 2-time Cy Young Award winner. He has 2 no-hitters. He has a 20-strikeout game. You paid him $30 million a year, even though it's pitch 98-plus, to get these outs. I don't think Dusty would have been burned as much by the media and fans if he allowed his ace to allow the tying run.
Correct.
Or the go-ahead run.
Oh, and I said it to Frank last hour. It reminded me of the Mike Leake start, although Wrigley Field is the only thing that made it the same because it's not a playoff game. But remember that Saturday game, and Mike Matheny left Leake in. He'd been pitching great. He was mid-shove, I believe. And it was against Schwarber, I'm pretty sure, who hit like the 3-run.
It was a grand slam.
Was it a grand slam?
It sure was.
Okay.
It was bad.
And I had no issues that day because at that point, Mike Leake was one of the best pitchers in the National League. I had no problem with it. And at that same idea yesterday, if Scherzer serves it up, I can live with that. If the other guy gives up the run, I can't live with that.
I also just think overall, we as fan base and media are just blaming managers for everything in baseball, where I don't feel like we ever blame the athletes whatsoever for not coming through, or just the fact that you look at that game yesterday between the Red Sox and the Astros. Now, I understand you can make the argument that Justin Verlander, it's probably better to bring a starting pitcher in his first ever relief appearance in his entire 12-year career in a clean inning. I understand that. But you bring him in, he gives up the 2-run bomb to Andrew Benintendi, and everybody's crushing the manager. But then Verlander goes 2 2/3, and he ends up allowing just 1 run because the other base runner was not his. Same with Chris Sale. What does he throw yesterday? 4 2/3. I mean, is he the GOAT because he gave up 1 run? And these guys are coming in relief. It's not like they gave up 5 runs. We're always just crushing the managers when all these guys are going to their bullpen seemingly in the third inning now.
Nats have nothing to hang their heads about, except they didn't keep Scherzer in the game. They had a chance to win the World Series, and they blew it.
Mets Nats. Have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
Nats.
On that note,
Nats.
I'm a big fan of the Fox family, of course, the two Fox. I love it, but I watch
Fox Business Channel,
Fox Business, Fox News. I look up and I see the postgame show, and hey, Keith Hernandez, great Cardinal, but that show. I know Pete Rose got in some hot water, but the show is not the same. And I'm sorry, I don't want to turn the volume up when Pete Rose is not on the show, because when Pete Rose is on the show, you never know what he's going to say, and it's usually going to be something crazy.
It was the Pete Rose A-Rod dynamic too, because he was A-Rod's crazy uncle, and they'd be arguing in the post game outside of Wrigley, and then he would say, hey, Alex, can I get on that plane tonight? And you knew it was a serious question. Like, he wanted to get on a private jet instead of flying commercial. Like, hey, Alex, seriously, can I get on? And A-Rod's like, not this time, Pete. Not this time, Pete.
And I love the fact that Pete would just make, obvious gambling jokes still, which is fantastic.
But he's old school guy too. Well, you got to run harder than that. You know, you got to dive into the base. You got everything was just like old, crazy old guy. And I do miss it. They're trying hard with David Ortiz to be kind of the caricature on the show. They're putting that little plastic Sox helmet on him. Bottom line, Cubs have a chance to move on to the CS with a win today. They're playing at 4:38 at Wrigley. That's the only game today. Cubs and Nats. Nats come up today. Then you got a game 5, Cleveland hosting New York in that game tomorrow night. But what Frank was saying is he really wanted Scherzer, and this was going into the postseason. That was his team. He felt good, you know, didn't feel bad for Dusty, but was rooting for Dusty and was rooting for Max. I've said pretty much throughout, I want Houston to win. It would just be a great story for that city. Remember all the games they had to move and the Rangers. Well, we can't move our games. We're the Texas Rangers. Those idiots. But you got Carlos Beltran, who's had a great career. Borderline Hall of Famer, probably. That's fair.
I saw a stat where I believe he has the highest career OPS of any baseball player in history with more than 50 postseason games. He has the highest of all time. Albert Pujols is second.
In playoff games.
Playoff games.
Carlos Beltran with the Houston Astros. I'd like to see him win a ring. I'd be happy for him. So my team moving forward is Houston. I wouldn't be mad if Cleveland won because they've waited for a long time, but I'm good with Houston. And then you'll see all those Houston celebrities that'll start showing up at Astros games. You'll see like Hakeem Olajuwon and
Clyde Drexler,
Birdie Tomjanovich, and Earl Campbell,
Sam Cassell.
Who else would be? Matt Carpenter will probably be in the stands.
JJ Watt is
Chad
injured
Huffman.
Now.
Will Webster Slaughter show up?
Webster Slaughter. That is old. Haywood Jeffries.
Warren Moon.
Name another famous Houston. There's a ton of Houston people that are famous. Look it up. Somebody look it up. One of our sponsors this hour is Offenburg Hyundai. They're on the web at OffenbergHyundai.com. O'Fallon, Illinois. It's Highway 64, 10 minutes from downtown St. Louis. And here's the deal. If you need a new car, you can get one at a great price, like the Elantra. Right around $20,000 for a four-door car with leather interior, a sedan that's been a recipient of the North American Car of the Year. So check out the Elantra. What about the Sonata Hybrid? You can get gas mileage into the 40s, 40 miles per gallon or more. That's what the Sonata Hybrid will bring you. OffenbergHyundai.com. Entire selection online. Pre-owned vehicles on the lot. Great service. Great selection. And because it's Offenburg, you're going to have great service after the sale. That's the deal. They track that, and they continue to lead in customer satisfaction. OffenbergHyundai.com is where you can find them on the web, or O'Fallon, Illinois. It's the Greenmount Road exit. Kenny Wallace is going to join us at about 12:30 Tuesdays with Kenny. The NASCAR season winded down. Chuck, Martin Truex Jr. looks unstoppable.
Sure he does.
And also a little bit of redneck talk with Kenny. We'll do that at 12:30. Texter is always part of this show at 855-282-8255. 282-8255. How about for Take It to the Bank on this Tuesday? Why don't you go ahead and predict now, based on what you've seen so far, who's winning the World Series? Take it to the bank. Now, the Dodgers dusted off the D-backs 3 straight.
Dodgers.
We always expect the Dodgers.
And they, how about the Diamondbacks guarding the pool out there with mounted policemen?
Yeah, it's just what you do.
That's, come on.
They put Tony in charge of that?
Seriously. That does sound like a TLR move, though.
Yeah, it's our pool, man. Get your own pool. But the Dodgers, who we expect to choke at some point, right? Because it's the postseason. And their fans are probably expecting the same. They sweep the Diamondbacks, even though I think Arizona had a winning record against L.A. during the regular season. So the Dodgers are sitting there ready to go. The Astros are sitting there ready to go. If you had to go all that. Now, I'm rooting for Houston. But I just can't rule out the Cubs doing it again. When you see a four-error game, you see Jason Hayward have a very cardinal moment on the base pass, and then they still win that game. I don't know. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I got a bad feeling. Triad Bank brings you Take It to the Bank. You can text in not who you're rooting for, but who you believe at this point will win the World Series. TriadBanking.com is their website. They're in Frontenac on Clayton Road. It's about one block west of Lindbergh. Triad Bank, a St. Louis-based bank, started here in 2005. So if you're a local business owner looking to expand, stop by and talk to them about small business loans that could be available to you. TriadBanking.com. And again, in person, in Frontenac. Ask for Jim Regna, anybody on his team. It really is the friendly bank. You walk in, it's like an old-school bank. They've got coffee sitting out. You've got actual people working there behind the counters, friendly, happy to help. TriadBanking.com. On the web, Triad Bank bringing you Take It to the Bank. Chuck, what's your pick? Who do you think, not rooting interest, but if you, and you like to wager, you like that WNBA action, if you had to wager, who do you think is going to win? I would have said Cleveland, but now that they're kind of pushed to the limit with the Yankees, those things we've seen in hockey, sometimes when you're pushed a little bit can wear you out. I'm rooting for Houston, but my gut says I think the Cubs may do it.
I know Houston's a good story. Houston, to me, it's still weird they're in the American League. And I know it's been, what, how many years? It's still weird to me to see the Houston Astros in the American League. I just have a feeling it's the Dodgers' year. They were so good. Then they were out of nowhere so bad. They seem to get back on track here. And I think they have the best team overall. Now, Cleveland might not even make it out of the ALDS. I think Cleveland also in the American League, just in terms of their entire team, is really, really good. The Astros have a great lineup. I'm going to go with the Dodgers, though.
I can tell you, because of Frank Thomas, I now have a rooting interest. Like, I want the Jets to make it to the Super Bowl so we can just play Jets.
Jets.
I need the Brooklyn Nets to be good.
The Nets.
So they can say Nets. Have nothing to hang their head about. Triad Bank bringing you Take It to the Bank. Take part online at 855-282-8255. Right now, we talk it over with Rocky Streb. He is the athletic director at CBC. Cadets have a big game this week with Vianney. In fact, it's a must-see game, and therefore people need their tickets right now, and that's an issue. Rocky, how are you?
I'm great, Martin. Thank you for taking the time to talk about this.
Yeah, so CBC, Vianney, a couple of highly ranked teams in their respective classes meeting Friday at the Cadets Field there. What's the deal with tickets? So how are you going to go about this?
Vianney has 1,000 tickets they're pre-selling over there, so Vianney parents, students, fans can get those through the Vianney Athletic Department. And up here, we're selling tickets as well. I'm selling them tonight from 4 to 6 during our soccer tournament at the press box at the stadium. Tomorrow, a little longer, from 5 to 8. And then Thursday, during our parent-teacher conferences, I'll be selling them out as well. All that information is on our website.
Now, what is capacity there?
You know, that's a great question. We don't normally do tickets. We just, people slap the money down and they go and have a good time. This time we're going to sell tickets and try to be real meticulous about that so we can count. We think we had 4,000 for the district final with Hayeswood Central a few years ago, and 3,500 for the state semifinal that we had with Kirkwood. But I'm kind of guessing. I would think 3,500 would be a pretty good number.
And any discussion at all? I heard some rumors that they might move the game, but that's not true?
It takes months and months and months to make something happen. When we used to, when Jason Tatum was playing at Chaminade and we had to move that game to Lindenwood, it took about 9 months to go through all the insurance identification processes and deposits and everything. That just can't, you got to plan that out well in advance.
All right, so what game, maybe that district game, I'm thinking of a regular season game that compares to this in terms of build up and ticket demand. Can you remember one in recent memory?
Regular season, not for us. You know, we've played East St. Louis, we've played Rockhurst, but those are passionate fans that just want to watch their team. This might draw football fans.
You did send those kids to Kansas City. They beat Rockhurst. They went to CBC Memphis, lost that game. That's the only loss for the Cadets. That was earlier this year. Do you do the scheduling, or does Scott Pingle chime in?
I do the scheduling. I don't do anything without Scott's approval, and Scott and I work hand-in-hand closely all the way up and down the lineup. We do freshman, south, JV, and varsity together.
All right, so if people don't get tickets in advance, Friday night your only bet is to hop on back of the Bomberito limo and ride in. Otherwise, you got no. You think pretty much it'll be sold out in advance?
I don't expect it to sell out. I really don't.
Okay.
If people are not going to come because they think they won't be able to get in, I will be tweeting. That's at CBC STL Athletics. That's my Twitter handle. CBC.
Don't sound
STL.
Convinced. All right, CBC Athletics. That's Rocky Streb, the athletic director. So you're saying it won't. So I'm doing fake news here. I thought the premise was that it would be sold out.
Well, you know, it's possible. But, you know, I'll believe it if I see it. Because, like I said, we haven't sold out. We haven't had to close a gate for a game ever. And we've had some enormous games. So if this one's that much bigger than a state semifinal or a district final with Hazard Central when we were both undefeated, I'll be impressed. But I will tweet out if we do have to close the gates. I will tweet that out.
Rocky, thanks for the time. A lot of fun. Looking forward to Friday night.
All right. Hope to see you.
All right. CBC taking on Vianney this Friday night. Vianney, of course, is Class 5, CBC Class 6, but two teams that have state championship aspirations. I thought it was going to be sold out. I thought that was sort of the premise, but that's good to hear. Get your tickets in advance to be sure, to be fair. But that's going to be a good one. Chuck, that'll be a featured game on the Fox 2 Prep Zone.
Oh, yeah. And maybe the power of this show here will sell this game out.
Maybe we should have a ticket giveaway. CBC, by the way, you can follow all things on the Cadet Student Network, CBCCSN.com, the Cadet Student Network. In fact, last week I was watching some of the highlights as it was playing out, live coverage from Kansas City as they were taking on Trent Green's got another kid playing quarterback at Rockhurst, and the Cadets won there and won that game. Also, for kids looking to do a little shadowing on the campus, go to cbchs.org. We're going to come back, talk it over with Kenny Wallace right here on the Midday Grind. A little later, the Grinder, the Daily Grinder with Gardner. I think we had a lot to get to yesterday, and so we had some housekeeping we had to bring. There's basically a carryover. Is that fair, Gardner? Yesterday we had to carry over some content.
Yeah, there's some housekeeping today, though, too.
Really?
Wow.
A lot of housekeeping.
I had a phone conversation with Benji Molina yesterday.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
I'm very interested in this.
I wrote down on today's sheet, did we ever find out why Benji Molina loves the Packers? Chuck was at Fox 2 with me last night, and I saw me look it up. I went and checked out his minor league stops, and he was never in Wisconsin, from what I can tell. I'm looking forward to that. Plus, Kenny Wallace, coming up next here on the Midday Grind, brought to you by Appliance Discounters. Don't forget that Columbus Day sale still going on today. TheAppliancedIscounters.com is the website. Inbox and out-of-box appliances reduced up to 50% off. So if you're in the market for a refrigerator, washer, dryer, stove, any of the above, make sure you stop by today. Interest-free financing and rebates up to $1,200. Six locations, Webster Groves, Baldwin, St. Charles, South County, Fairview Heights, Illinois, and in the city of St. Louis. You can find it all. Our savings are your savings. TheAppliancedIscounters.com.
Shout special, but I'm a